is taking care of that too. It's about where we bestow our care. It's not that God doesn't want us to care about anything or be diligent about anything or even to work hard, but we bestow the greatest care on that which is most important to us. And so when we bestow all our care on our livelihood and our clothing and our food and thinking on those things, then that's, God says, well, that's what's the most important to you. And those who have much of it, well, then you should be content because that was what was important to you. Verse 24, consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. The birds don't need to be, you know, people are always feeding the birds. The birds don't need to be fed. Red alert. And I enjoy feeding birds. It's fun to watch them take off with their little bits of food. But that's because they're well acquainted with taking what's there. Living for the day. You know, give us today our daily bread. Not give us for the rest of our lives our daily bread. Today's the only day we have to live. Because tomorrow we could die. So the only day we need to really be concerned about is today. I know sometimes we have to think a little bit about the future. I know, and you know, people always have given me a hard time about it. But I feel it's a blessing to be able to just forget about that. And do what you can today. And don't trouble yourself about tomorrow. Because there's enough evil today to worry about the evil for tomorrow. Worry about what are we going to eat tomorrow. Let's have enough to eat today, and tomorrow will take care of itself. Because God is taking care of us. He's numbered our hairs. He's watching over us. We're worth more to Him than sparrows. And He knows when they fall. And so He will know. You know, Master, don't you care that we perish? He does care. He's ready to give help. So let's trust Him for that. How much more are ye better than the fowls? We're so much better than them. He values us so much more than them. Verse 25, and which of you with taking thought can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil, they spin not, and yet I say to you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. I mean, you can't suddenly make yourself grow. A cubit's quite a bit. I always thought of it as just a little bit. But I think what he's saying is, which of you by thinking can make yourself change, bigger, make yourself grow a cubit. You know, we can't, mind over matter. You can't just make yourself extend in size. I can't become greater or smaller by my own will. And God calls that the least. You could just be able to be bigger or smaller. To grow or to shrink. Consider the lilies. You know, the flower, they toil, they don't spin. But they're clothed. And they're better than Solomon. God says this is better than Solomon in all his glory. The flowers are so clothed. And think about the point. Verse 28. If then God so clothe the grass which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast in the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? Because he does not intend to cast you in the oven, but to bring us to himself. And to cause us to grow up into his son. I want to be clothed with righteousness. I want to be clothed with godliness. And he will clothe us with that and with more. But we must place our trust in him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. I know we have to work. I know we have to toil. He knows we have to do these things and to work with our hands in order to feed ourselves. He's not saying just sit back and grow fat and take your ease. That's what he's going against in the other verse. The other man thinks if I just lay up enough for myself, I can take my ease. And he's not saying that we should take our ease. And he's not saying that we should become workaholics. What he's saying is that rather we should trust God and seek first the things which are most important, trusting that everything else will be taken care of. We do what we have to do. But in our hearts, we must have the kingdom. The kingdom of God must be in our hearts above all. And in our deeds above all. We have to show with our deeds what is most important to us. Is it building bigger barns or is it building the kingdom of God? Which is most important? Which takes priority? You know, if teaching my Bible study interferes with my ability to earn money, then so be it. That's the way I have to, I need to trust that God, that if I'm doing God's will, that this is more important to Him. And so he's going to cause this not to be disrupted. That he's going to cause things to happen to make it so that I can keep up the labor in the kingdom. And my mindset ought to be that I'm going to trust in that and not worry about the other things. And I tell you, sometimes that's not easy. And I'm a learner. I'm only, 37 years old, and Jesus hasn't been sitting here to give me the faith all the time that I need. But over time, I see he builds me up. And I tell you what, I'm a stubborn and backwards person. And God finds me stiff-necked and difficult. And I regret that. I do. And my mind, it's so hard for me to wrap my mind around some of these things sometimes. I mean, to really give in to the faith. Because so much in the world is contrary. It says, care about this. Look at, there's bills piling up. You've got to worry about this. You've got to do something about this. Oh, ye have a little faith. Verse 29, and seek not what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. It's very simple. Seek the kingdom of God, and all these things are going to be added to you. God will take care of it. Seek his kingdom. Seek the dominion of God. First in our own lives, and then in the world. Because we first got to be partakers of the fruits. Verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And the kingdom of God is not something so hard to seek. It isn't. Here, verse 33. Sell that ye have, and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I see that in my life, that why does God not give me riches? Why does God not laden me with wealth? And why is it just enough to get by? And as time goes by, I'm becoming more, if I could just have enough, I always had enough to get by. And now the Lord has begun to put me in a place where I don't have enough to get by for the first time in my life. I don't have enough. So that in my heart, I would be content with enough. And looking back at certain times and saying, gosh, I had more than enough to get by. And I felt discontent back then. And now I say, boy, if I ever get back to that place, I'm going to be content. Just let me have enough to get by. But I see it's God's mercy in teaching me, look at Paul, you'll be content, won't you, this time? Yes, I'll be content.